Geek Radio Daily for finally Frackin' Friday, the 26th of August, 2016. Tis all the geek without the wait. Good morning, hello, and what's going on? We're the folks from geekradiodaily.com. You might know us from Facebook and Twitter and all those crazy, crazy places. The folks bringing it back to you. Well, oh my goodness, look at there. It's the Flinsters.
Buenos dias, cockfight. Guess who's back?
I do a show every now and then.
Hi there. I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
You have any idea what a pain in the ass you were?
It's been remarked from time to time. What happened to you?
Well, on this day in 1346, a cannon is first used during battle in France. So they just took a round carved ball and were like, yeah, let's put it in something and chuck it at them.
Sure. 1843, the first U.S. typewriter design is patented by Charles Thurber of Norwich, Connecticut.
In 1858, news is dispatched via telegraph for the first time in history. It's a story about China's agreement to the peace demands of Europe.
1884, the first U.S. patent for Linotype typesetting machines is issued to Ottmar Mergenthaler of Baltimore, Maryland.
Nice. In 1902, Conrad Hubert receives a patent for the first flashlight with an on-off switch in a cylindrical case.
Before that, they were just always on. 1909, a nearly perfectly preserved Cro-Magnon skeleton is discovered by Swiss paleontologist Otto Hauser.
In 1913, Eugene Austin Lauste gives a public demonstration of his phonocinematophone sound-on-film system in London, England.
1926, Warner Brothers premieres Don Juan, directed by Alan Crossland and starring John Barrymore. It uses the Vitaphone sound system for synchronous music and sound effects. Ooh.
Ew. In 1930, Philo Farnsworth is finally granted a patent for his electronic television system.
1936, John Logie Baird's 240-line mechanical and EMI's 405-line electrical systems are used on alternate days for 2 one-hour periods to transmit experimental high-definition television transmissions.
Wow. In 1938, a tape recorder is used. So high def and then a tape recorder. But it's used to broadcast a radio program for the first time.
1978, Dr. Sigmund Jahn becomes the first German cosmonaut when the Soyuz 31 is launched on a mission.
In 1984, Judith Martin, who writes a syndicate column about personal etiquette under the pen name Miss Manners, responds to a question concerning the use of a computer for the first time.
It's apparently not appropriate to write a personal thing in digital. 1991, the original pilot episode of Doctor Who, An Unearthly Child. It was thought lost like so many episodes.
Oh, wow. In 2003, Buena Vista Interactive released the first-person shooter Tron 2.0 for Windows in the U.S.
Good time.
Sequel to indeed. 82's Tron.
Yeah. 2005, U.S. scientists published new data in the journal Science that supports the theory that the Earth's core is spinning at a different speed than the outer crust, which is why Hillary Swank has to start it.
In 2008, Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg announced in his Twitter feed that Facebook had achieved 100 million active users.
2011, the Pew Internet and American Life Project releases the results of a survey revealing that about half of American adults now reportedly use social networks such as Facebook or LinkedIn. Really? Birthdays?
Dylan O'Brien is 25. He is Styles in The Maze Runner.
Evan Ross is 28 from Pride, Hunger Games 1 and 2 in the new 90210.
John Mulaney is 34, writer for SNL, and he was in a failed sitcom called Mulaney.
Chris Pine is 36 from The Princess Diary 2, from Star Trek, from Jack Ryan, Shadow Recruit, and Into the Woods.
Macaulay Culkin is 36. Uncle Buck, Home Alone, The Good Son, Saved.
He's as old as Chris Pine?
Yep.
That's weird. Meredith Eaton is 42 from Family Law, Boston Legal, Paranormal Activity, The Marked Ones.
Melissa McCarthy is 46. Gilmore Girls, Mike and Molly, Bridesmaids, Ghostbusters.
Chris Burke is 51. Corky on Life Goes On.
Allison Steadman is 70. That's Shirley Valentine, The Life and Death of Peter Sellers, and Orphan Black.
No longer with us, born this date in 1908, Gilly Flower, Miss Tibbs on Fawlty Towers, and she was on Steptoe and Son.
1909, Jim Davis, Jock Ewing on Dallas.
1920, Brant Parker co-created The Wizard of Id.
1928, Yvette Vickers, Sunset Boulevard, Attack of the 50-Foot Woman, and Attack of the Giant Leeches.
1940, Don LaFontaine, the voice of movie trailers for so, so long.
And in 1952, Michael Jeter, Zelig, The Fisher King, Jurassic Park 3, Mr. Noodle on Sesame Street.
So many good things. One of those at least will be on TV.
But not on ABC. They've got a new episode of What Would You Do and 2020.
CBS, it's Cleveland versus Tampa Bay. It's football.
NBC just has reruns.
Really? It's boring. Hey, look. Fox has the Bills and the Skins.
Oh.
More and more football.
Yeah. On the CW, there's a new episode of Masters of Illusion.
Freeform, the show that's on every damn night. It's a new cheer squad.
They're also showing Too Fast, Too Furious.
I don't care.
A&E has 60 Days In, followed by Behind Bars Overtime. That's, you know, if you're caught up in Orange Is the New Black.
AMC, it's a vacation marathon. All of them, even the bad ones, they'll be showing tonight.
BBC America is showing 2005, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
That's not too bad. Disney Channel, it's a new episode of Girl Meets World.
CMT has My Best Friend's Wedding.
Comedy
Central. Like that movie.
South Park, the ziplining episode, and where Cartman gets psychic powers.
On the Discovery Channel, you have a new episode of Bering Sea Gold and Blue Collar Backers.
FX, hey look, birthday girl Melissa McCarthy's in the heat.
Yep.
Is she? Sure.
She is, sure. FXM is showing Jack Reacher tonight.
FXX, The Simpsons, Homer's Child Care Center, Bart becomes a graffiti artist, Homer becomes Duff Man.
On ID, we have Killer Clergy.
Sure. IFC has got the Bill and Ted double feature.
On Nat Geo, we have a new episode of Primal Survivor.
Sci-Fi Channel, new Killjoys and Dark Matter.
On Turner Classic Movies, they're showing Frankenstein.
Frankenstein.
Frankenstein and Bride of Frankenstein.
And then The Mummy. TNT, The Hobbit, Journey, and Smog.
On TLC, we have a new episode of Killer Women.
Tonight, they were watching the Chiller Network because every 30 years, a lonely old house in the fields of New England wakes up and demands a sacrifice. Tonight, Barbara Crampton and Andrew Sensorig star in We Are Still Here.
No blasted lettuce today!
No, everyone is too freaked out that Macaulay Culkin and Chris Pine are the same age. It doesn't make a damn bit of sense. No one can possibly understand that. And now everyone's picturing Chris Pine doing his Home Alone face moment.
I wasn't until you said it. Now I am.
Now you can't get rid of it. There's nothing you can do. If you'd like to drop a note telling us about yours, or maybe send us a video link of it, that'd be awesome. You can do that by dropping a note to podcast@geekradiodaily.com. We'd be more than happy to listen to it, look at it, whatever the proper adjective is. That's exactly what we would do.
Hello, Christopher. What insanity are you up to today?
Oh, hey, Lydia. I'm downloading some movies.
What? People are always telling me that's illegal.
Uh-uh, not these. They're all public domain. Oh, look, Rescue from Gilligan's Island.
Well, let me see what you're doing. Oh, you're at archive.org. Well, they have thousands of films, TV shows, commercials, radio shows, and books available.
Yeah, but there are so many. I wish there was a podcast or something that would discuss these things. You know, give us an idea of what's worth the time.
Christopher, there is. We do one.
Oh, that's right. We host Orphan Entertainment. Once a month, we pick something from archive.org and review and discuss it. That sure is nice of us.
Sure. Why don't you click over to orphan-entertainment.jonja.net and remind yourself a little more about the show.
Will do. So let's see. That's orphan-entertainment.jonja.net. Hey, can we review the Gilligan's Island movie sometime?
Mm-hmm. We'll see, Christopher. We'll see.
Hi, this is Walter Koenig, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Indeed you are, and welcome back to it, your finally Frackin' Friday edition. That means you've probably got some plans.
I got an idea for a movie.
Doesn't everybody?
Folks do, and some of them come out. What can you get tickets for?
Well, you could go see Mechanic Resurrection. So he was the transporter, Jason Statham, and his car broke down, and he had to fix it, and he had to fix it again. And Jessica Alba is also in this. Tommy Lee Jones, Michelle
Tommy Lee
Gow.
Jones looks ridiculous in this movie.
Yeah.
Don't Breathe is out today. Stephen Lang is the only name that I recognize at all. A group of friends break into a house of a wealthy blind man, thinking they'll get away with the perfect heist. They're wrong.
Limited release, Hands of Stone with Robert De Niro. It's a Panamanian fighter who makes his professional debut in 1968.
I Am Not a Serial Killer, starring Christopher Lloyd.
If you have to say.
16-year-old John Wayne Cleaver is not a serial killer, but it's got all the makings of one, and his homicidal tendencies are trying to break on through to the other side.
The Sea of Trees stars Matthew McConaughey and Naomi Watts and Ken Watanabe. It's a powerful story of love and redemption set in Japan.
The Hollers with John Krasinski and Anna Kendrick. John Hollers, an aspiring New York City artist, takes his girlfriend back to his middle American hometown for his mom's brain surgery, and life gets a little crazy. It's one of those comedy dramas and whatnot. So basically, Suicide Squad is probably still the number one film in America.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. So Doctor Who is wrapped. Doctor Who. Doctor Strange is wrapped. I really want Doctor Who to come back. I really do.
Soon enough. Christmas.
It will be. Sure, it will be. Doctor Strange has wrapped, but you know what? They weren't quite done. They decided they needed some more footage, some more things shot, and they needed some things written. So they called on Dan Harmon, creator of Rick and Morty and Community,
okay,
to make a couple of scenes. I have no concept what he's added to it, but if all of a sudden all of the characters are suddenly well-versed in pop culture, then you've probably hit the Dan Harmon parts. Now, Harmon wrote pages for additional photography, and the rest of the filming was complete. So, weird. Robert Cargo wrote the rest of the movie with Prometheus writer John Schwaltz getting a story by credit, so there's no word on what this is, if it has anything to do with after-credit scenes or whatnot, but Community change. Who? Dan Harmon.
That's funny. Well, Halloween is coming up before we know it. Fall is right around
Never
the corner. And there's lots of cool like props and decorations you can get for the inside and the outside of your house during Halloween, including this animated writing spell book. The book itself, it will open up and then this quill will like move around on the page, circling a pattern that makes it look like it is initiating a spell. It's really, really cool. You look at this and it's it looks very realistic. And, you know, especially if somebody didn't know that it was there and they just came over and maybe it was randomly in other things that you had, not
right,
necessarily Halloween decorations, you could really freak somebody out. So this is kind of cool, this like animated spell book.
If you're big into conspiracy theories, tomorrow's a good day for you because the atmospheric research program known as HARP has apparently, allegedly, caused hurricanes and earthquakes and even destroyed the space shuttle Columbia. Don't know if you knew that. But tomorrow, Saturday, they're having an open house.
Okay.
The supposed weather-altering secret weapon will be available for the public to come on by and take a look at. We hope the people will be able to see the actual science of it, said a spokesperson for the University of Alaska. The university expects both scientists and conspiracy theorists to show up at the event. And with any luck, that will include Jesse Ventura, who questioned it and absolutely said it was being used for mind control in 2009 after he was turned away from the gates. He was not allowed there. Tomorrow, Jesse Ventura can go there. Everyone can go there, and you'll see that there's nothing wrong at all at the mind control site. Please, go to it. Nothing could possibly go wrong.
No, thank you. Speaking of nothing could go wrong kind of news, there is an organization that is looking into de-extinction. If you can find
what,
you know, maybe we're not necessarily talking about a Jurassic Park, but consider going to a fossil, getting a DNA, and using that to revive a species. There's a group that is considering bringing back the great auk, which was a bird about the size of a penguin that was hunted to extinction in the New Zealand Australian area, and when they got hunting it, it became even more rare. So then it was even more valuable to be able to catch one of these things. And there's a couple of close living relatives. But that being said, I mean, if they could reintroduce this species into the ecosystem and totally throw it all out of whack, who knows what's going to happen? It's kind of, you know, you think about, you want biodiversity and you don't want us to just have a couple of species. So it's not completely flawed thinking, but it's still a little bit scary as far as like, well, if this works, what's next?
Yeah, but your scientists were so preoccupied with whether or not they could, they didn't stop to think if they should.
Right, Jeff Goldblum, right.
There are a lot of random world records collected by Guinness. Some are very interesting and strange, and some are things you never even thought of, including the man that has the Guinness World Record for the most functional gadgets on a cosplay suit. That record belongs to Ireland's Julian Checkley, who managed to get 23 different working contraptions into his Batman outfit.
What?
Very quickly, his Batman outfit includes a fireball shooter, a gauntlet video screen, bat tracking beacon, a bat signal projector, folding batarang, grapnel gun, cow respirator, pneumatic tranquilizer gun, ultrasonic anti-dog device, bat shurikens, UV lamp, ball bearing grenades, gauntlet flashlight, medical kit, battery pack.
Whoa!
Laser designator, bat cam, strobe stun gun, gas dispenser, smoke bombs, a bat flask, concealed laryngeal microphone, and a two-way radio.
Wow.
Now, you'll pardon me if I think it's really cool that they acknowledge the bat flask is an actual working item, but the awesome thing about this is, yeah, it works so well, but he can never take this into the dealer room at Dragon Con because, well, how the hell do you take out all the weapons?
Yeah.
just doesn't work that way. GFD is licensed with Creative Commons Attribution, not commercial, non-derivative, Xerox 3.0 license. You can check us out on Facebook and on Twitter and stop by the website at geekradiodaily.com. Look us up on Twitter and go pick up the app. It's a fun, fantastic thing for you to have. Seriously, it really is. If you'd like to, please drop us a note. It's podcast@geekradiodaily.com. We'll talk about your missives, not your misses, unless that's what you're writing about. Either way, go have a fantastic weekend, and we'll see you when we do.
Well, I thought every part of it was good, but overall I hated it.
I feel exactly the opposite, but the same.
What do you think?
It stinks.
That's it, man. Game over, man. Game over. Zimzalabim! Be gone, coward! Fear my greatness!
Good night, suckers!
Peace out, Leah.
Well, folks, I am out of here.
I'm thinking of taking a male enhancement drug like Levitra, Cialis, or Viagra, yeah. But they read the side effects so quickly I can't understand them. Could you tell me what they are?
Certainly. In a world of erectile dysfunction... Pills, the most common side effects a man like Mike can expect are headache, back pain, muscle pain, indigestion, flushing, and flushing, runny nose, and oh, it's terrible. These drugs can cause your blood pressure to drop suddenly, and you may become dizzy, faint, have a heart attack, or a stroke. If you have an erection that lasts for more than 4 hours, see a doctor. Or call Bambi at 555-0169.